It's Morning Edition on KQED. I'm Brian Watt. The COVID-19 vaccine is being rolled out in California this week. During a news briefing yesterday, Governor Gavin Newsom stressed equity, launching a campaign called Vaccinate All 58, as in all 58 counties in the state.
This Vaccinate All campaign is about vaccinating all Californians, not just some Californians, not just connected Californians, but making sure we really do justice and reach out to communities that need to hear from trusted messengers, need to hear from community members that speak languages that people can respond to, not just language that we're using here and in Sacramento.
Healthcare workers and people in long-term care facilities are among the first in line to get the vaccine. The state then plans to vaccinate more essential workers who are often people of color in some industries. We're joined now by Dr. Marcel Taylor Dugan, public health professor at San Jose State University. Good morning, doctor.
Good morning, Brian. Thank you for having me.
Oh, sure. What do you make of this effort to ensure equity as the state tries to vaccinate as many people as possible in the coming weeks and months?
Yes, definitely equity is important. We have seen from the data that Black Americans and Latinx Americans are more likely to develop COVID and die from it than any other race. And so it's important that we also protect these minority populations as well.
And what are the challenges with making sure that Blacks and Latinx, historically the challenges when it comes to vaccine distribution, what is hard about this?
Well, I think that it comes to a matter of trust. So a recent study by the COVID Collaborative and other organizations, including the NAACP, found that 14% of Black Americans and 34% of Latinx Americans trusted in the safety of the vaccine. And so the key is trust.
Okay. And we heard Governor Gavin Newsom say we want to get out there in languages that people understand. But what else should the state be doing to get the word out effectively?
Yeah. So, you know, like I said earlier, the key is trust. And the first thing I believe is to acknowledge the mistakes of the past. As we all know, or as many people know, back in the 1930s, a group of African American men were studied for the course of to study to understand the effects of untreated syphilis. And the key there was, even though a vaccine, a drug, penicillin, was already available, they were left untreated and they infected their partners. And in some cases, the children born were born with syphilis. And so the key goes back to building that trust, first acknowledging the mistakes, as the governor also said, using trusted community partners to work with the communities to increase the trust. And then most importantly also to be transparent about the data, what we know and what we do not know. All those three key points will help to build trust.
Can we return for a moment to the importance of being vigilant? The vaccine doesn't mean that everyone can just start flouting guidelines, take off their masks, right?
Correct. Yes, that's correct. And so the most important thing, and I heard in your earlier segment as well, it's only 95% effective, which is great, but it's not 100. And so we cannot ignore all the current public health messages for protection, wearing masks, hand washing, and staying away from people who do not live in your household, maintaining a 6-foot distance. All those are important while we continue to roll out the vaccine, because it's going to take time.
And we know this is going to be very challenging as another holiday approaches. Dr. Marcel Taylor Dugan, public health professor at San Jose State University. Professor, thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian. It was a pleasure.